Paragraph 5 reads, "The El Dorado fire, which began in California in September 2020, became a leading factor behind vocal pushback against reveal parties. It burned 23,000 acres of forest, nearly 1.5 times the size of Manhattan, and drew heavy media attention. The West Coast had record droughts and hundreds of fires were already raging when the news broke, leading people to quickly link reveals to the fires. For those people who had believed the parties were innocuous, there was suddenly clear evidence that parents had raised the bar on parties to unsustainable heights."
So, another fire that happened because of a gender reveal party was the El Dorado fire, which started in California in September 2020, so very recently, and it became kind of this leading reason behind recent vocal pushbacks against gender reveal parties. So a pushback is a negative reaction. So in this case, people saw that a gender reveal party caused this big fire. They were not happy. And so this fire in particular burned 23,000 acres of forest. So this is about 1.5 times... 1.5 times the size of Manhattan in New York, and drew a lot of media attention because of how it started. And during this time, the West Coast was already struggling, of course, the pandemic, but there were also these record droughts, and there were lots of fires already happening when the news broke. And so people, when they found out that this fire was because of something as mundane as a gender reveal party, people were pretty upset.
So there's a lot of people who believe that these parties were innocuous, in other words, harmless. But now there was evidence that parents had raised the bar. So, as we mentioned earlier, they were trying to outdo each other. To raise the bar just means to increase expectations. So, you know, people wanted to make their gender reveal party more elaborate than other people's, and so it got to the point where it was unsustainable, meaning it was impossible to continue to raise the bar without causing some kind of tragic accident.